WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we have such a joyous show in store today for y'all. So, first off, just like to say good luck and Godspeed to anyone and everybody who you know, is writing their last second papers. I know, it's rough. I'm doing it. And secondly, Godspeed to all our listeners, since we're not going to have an exam week show. Godspeed on all y'all's tests and break a leg on all of your exams, your finals, your last papers, your research papers, your tests, you know. I know if you're smart enough to know to listen to the Wednesday mornings on WVUFM, you're going to be smart enough to ace those finals. With that being said, here's Never All Right with Built to Spill on 90.7 WVUA-FM, the Wednesday, the award-winning Wednesday morning show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Wide awake. This is the morning show here on 90.7 The Capstone. My name is Noah, here in the studio with my co-host Christian Martin. It's the last Wednesday morning show, and we were trying to think of what's a good way to end it, a good way to have a ending morning show. And I think the best way to end the morning show is with an adventure.
Indeed.
So Richard could not make it in today. Richard's feeling a little under the weather. And so we were like, oh man, we were thinking about that. And then I know that there's a little event going on, a little Waffle Wednesday over with some friends that I know are having it. And so I was like, hang on, maybe we should go to the Waffle Wednesday and then take a waffle to Richard and we can have a fun little adventure. What do you call that? Like a little family-friendly adventure.
A quest. One could say.
And take care of that and take care of Richard and everything and have some great pictures along the way. And so, we're going to go do that and then we'll come back and we'll do some more talk about what we've been seeing, what we've been doing, what we're thinking about, what we're excited about. And of course, you know, we got to cap off with celebrating the day. So that is the show today. That's what we're going to be doing. Now, given that, we may be out of the studio for a minute, so what we're going to be doing in this hour is we're going to be playing all of our favorite music from the past year, from the past times that we've been doing the Wednesday morning show. So you get to enjoy an hour of great music, and then we'll come on and we'll do around 9 o'clock, and we'll tell you about our adventure, and we'll talk about some of the other fun stuff we've been doing.
Yeah.
All right.
First off, don't we have... Could it be a holiday today?
We can't
let them go without it.
I think it might be. It could possibly be. It might be
Weezer Wednesday.
It's Weezer Wednesday right here on 90.7 The Capstone. You know we've got to start off this great hour of music with some Weezer. And so, Christian, any Weezer that you'd like to hear, what would be a great one to start them off?
Do we have Say It Ain't So?
I'm pretty sure that we do. Is that the one you'd like to hear?
I mean, it's the first one that popped in my head today, and it's a classic. It's arguably one of their best songs.
And I think you may have heard us do the little kazoo version of it at
That's
some
true.
Point.
That's true. Our dear, you know, the our loyal fans, they'll remember.
Yes, our longtime listeners.
Real ones know.
So here is Weezer with Say It Ain't So to start off the this hour or so, about 45 minutes at this point now, of great music while we go on our little adventure, and then we'll report back to you in a bit. All right, it's the Wednesday Morning Show here on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Duckworth with 1130 on 90.7 The Capstone. It's the morning show. It's Richard Jenkins here. So, something funny just happened. Noah Haynes and Christian Martin, who were on the show, went to visit me because I'm sick in their very kind souls. So they decided to head out, say hello, mid-morning show. But anyway, I headed here. I'm like, you know what? I can make it there. It's the last morning show. And now, it's just me here, and they're gone, but they'll be back soon. So, just hang on for 1 second, and we'll see you soon. Here's Bob Dylan.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Little Sims here on 9.7 WVUA. We got a bit of a quest update for you.
Just a little one.
So me and Christian and I went on a little quest to bring
our ailing friend,
a waffle. So that was the original plan. Several things went wrong with the plan. What was the first thing that went wrong with the plan, Christian?
Well, first, they didn't have waffles.
They were out of waffles by the time we got back.
It ruined the alliteration of Waffle Wednesday.
It was like Muffin Monday, but on a Wednesday. Or Cinnamon Roll Sunday.
But on a Wednesday.
So that was the first thing that went wrong. But there were several people there, so understandable they ran out of waffles. So we grabbed you a cinnamon roll, and then we were going to take it to the dorm. And
the Blunt LLC.
And then Richard was not at the dorm. Richard was here at the radio station.
What? I was, yeah. I was like, you know what? It's the last morning show of the year. I got to make it out there. And I get here, and there's just nobody here. And I'm like, oh.
We were out questing. But we brought Richard his cinnamon roll. We have delivered. And how was the cinnamon roll, Richard?
It was very hard.
A little crunchy. A little crunchy cinnamon
maybe
roll.
A little crunchy, maybe a little burnt, but hey, it's still good.
Hey, so. still tasting good. Still tasting tasty.
Okay. Now I think we need to update our listeners. Last week we told them about the Student Media Awards.
Oh yes. So last week we told you that we were going to we were up for best specialty show against all the other specialty shows. They had like Rock and Tune, Folkways, College Struggle, all the other specialty shows except for the sports. They have their own category, and we were nominated, and they gave the awards, and we were very excited to see if we were going to win. And now what happened, guys?
Is, well, you know, we're proud to now say that we are the award-winning Wednesday morning show. Not just the Wednesday morning show, the award-winning Wednesday morning show. That's right, folks.
That's right. The best specialty show on all of WVUA-FM.
Yes. Yeah, so,
we swept.
Yeah,
one category.
Yeah, all one category. We swept everything we were nominated for, we won. So,
that's true.
Yep. So we won best specialty show for the 2022-2023 academic year.
Also, and so. Noah, you won a bunch, didn't you?
I got a few of the little Oscars. I got a little award for being reliable. And I got audio and / video creativity award, and I think it was for all the stuff we were doing here with the morning show.
Yeah.
All the social media and the articles and the events and everything that we were doing as part of the Wednesday morning show. So Wednesday morning show really won two awards, I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
Morning show sweep, let's go.
Morning show sweep.
So happy to update you on that. We'll have a picture on our Instagram at the end of the show of some of the awards and some of the stuff that we won from the radio show. So stay tuned for that. We are playing all our favorite music this last little Wednesday morning show. It's the Dead Week Morning Show. We'll be right back.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was a Money Grabber here on 90.7 The Capstone. We are playing some of our favorite music from the year. That was Fits in the Tantrums. And we're getting close to the end of the final show, the Dead Week show.
In fact,
so sad.
I think this is going to be my last ever break.
No. I want to make sure to hit a few things in this break. But first I want to get a weekly watch. What have we been watching this past week?
Ooh, I saw Amadeus.
Yeah, last night, me, Richard, and our friend Jacob Luka watched like the first half of Amadeus.
Okay.
Spectacular. Great film.
Are you planning on watching the second half?
Oh, of course.
Eventually.
Okay. What's it about? Like Mozart and all that?
Yeah, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart and I believe it was Antonio Salieri.
Salieri. Salieri becomes jealous of Mozart, and Mozart's a... He acts like a kid the whole time.
He's quite goofy. Like, he has this little high-pitched laugh. Something like that.
That was good.
Okay. So that's what we should expect from that movie.
Yeah.
So
no, it's fantastic. The production design, incredible.
The shot,
incredible.
Beautiful.
One of the best films ever made.
Okay. So Amadeus. Christian, are you just an Amadeus watcher as well, or have you seen anything else this past week?
No, not really. I haven't had time to watch.
I have been watching two things. One that I finished. One that I haven't finished yet. The one that I finished was I watched Barbarian, the movie. Have you ever seen this?
I've heard of it.
I've heard about it.
It's on HBO Max. It's pretty good. There's a couple parts to the movie. The first part is very, very good. I was a little bit frightened, you might say. I was like, what is going on? My heart was pounding.
Spooky,
little thrilly, thrills and chills, so to speak. So I watched Barbarian, and then I also started watching that show Beef on Netflix with Steven Yeun and Ali Wong. So I'm about halfway through. So it's pretty interesting.
Ooh, cool.
So those are two things on my weekly watch.
Oh, you know, Better Call Saul season 6 is now on Netflix.
Oh, really?
So
okay,
I'm going to be watching that pretty soon.
Interesting. So the several things that we are watching. Now let's see what we might need to check and see what the conditions are, because you know, we've been seeing what we're watching, but sometimes you need to watch perhaps the weather. I don't know. Let's see. I think we might need to have a little bit of a...
Weather report.
Richard, what's the weather looking like today?
The weather, we are looking at 61 degrees out right now with a high of 74. Little to no precipitation today. So 9 mile an hour winds coming in towards the southwest. Humidity will be a little bit high today. We're looking at around 50% all day. And yeah, that's about it.
That is it for the
weather report.
All right, that is the weather report here on 90.7 The Capstone, keeping you updated on the conditions out there. So it was a little rainy earlier, so we will see how that goes for the rest of the day. So also here on the yes, Christian.
No.
Oh, okay. I know on this last break, I know we did it, I think we need to have before, because I know Christian's about to head out.
Wait, but first, the weather's good or bad.
Oh, yes, whether the weather is good or bad, we've all got something to make you glad. Do you have a positive affirmation?
I do. I kind of offered it during my break before you got here, but...
Okay, the last positive affirmation of the semester.
Indeed, as we all know, finals, exams, and everything, final papers, research papers, they're coming in. So, for this one, it's simple. I am going to have the time to study hard and become well prepared for all my finals, and I am going to ace all my exams and all my papers. And I'm not going to be stressed about it, but instead be accepting of whatever happens, but do my best. Either way. So, there you are.
That's a positive affirmation here on 90.7 The Capstone. One last thing we want to do before we close out this break. I've been looking at my calendar, and I think it, let's see, what's going on around here? What's going on? Oh, look at this calendar. Look at what day it is.
Weezer Wednesday.
It's Weezer Wednesday here on 90.7 The Capstone. We play a Weezer song for you every hour on the hour, or during the hour, don't you know? So we got to play a Weezer song, a classic Weezer song, one of our favorite Weezer songs. Richard, what's one of your favorite Weezers?
One of my all-time favorite Weezers? Ooh.
We played Say It Ain't So last hour.
Got to say Buddy Holly.
All right. I mean, you've heard it a couple times, but you can never play it too many times. Here's Buddy Holly by Weezer on 90.7 The Capstone, the Wednesday morning show in Weezer Wednesday. Here we go.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Wednesday morning show.
It's the dead
week morning show.
It is. Any reports of me leaving early were actually fake news. Instead, we're just going to go on another quest to take me to Rojo so I get to class on time later.
Exactly.
So we
exactly.
can have more breaks since this is the last ever morning show.
The last Wednesday morning show here with the special team.
Indeed. You know, to quote Into the Woods from last week, it's the last midnight.
Indeed, indeed.
Agony.
How was Into the Woods?
Phenomenal.
It was good?
Glorious.
I'm really sad that I couldn't see it.
Oh, it's so sad. Oh, that's so sad. It's so sad.
Hey, we also had our little musical.
Oh.
We did.
That was even better.
It was
going to come out on YouTube soon for those that couldn't
yes,
make it.
Yes, exactly.
I'm
so hyped to see the pro shot.
Yeah. So I'm working on the fine edit with all the different close-ups and everything. And so I'm hoping I have that done in the next week or so. So because I know people are antsy to see it. Yeah. I should be able to put up just like the normal edit, just like the raw edit in the next day or two. But then I'll have the pro edit soon.
Yeah.
But,
well, that's a pretty hefty edit right there. That's a lot of
stuff. Yeah, there was
a lot of material.
Like a lot of hour.
Footage. I've also got to get a lot of footage for. We just did so a little sneak peek here for the stuff at the WVUA radio station. We did a WVUA live session with the band Pound Cake yesterday here in the studio. We brought them into the into our production room and we recorded them. We got audio and video of them playing a set, kind of like Tiny Desk, but it was not like acoustic at all. They just went crazy. It was like you could hear it like all the way down the hall. It was pretty fun. We will see how I've got to edit that together and see how that goes. I got a lot of stuff to edit this week, but speaking of changing things around, I was seeing how they've switching up in response to some controversy and things. They're switching up some of the cast for this Lilo and Stitch live action. What do you guys think about all these live action movies? What's your general take?
They're just not as good as the originals.
A lot of them are perfectly fine as cartoons.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man. Like, why?
Also,
I'm not going to go watch them.
That show's been out, or that movie's been out for, like, what, 15? Maybe 20? Like, it's...
Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah. Like it's like, they're reaching the bottom of the barrel. They're going to run out eventually. And they're just going to have to start remaking the remakes.
No, they'll remake the remakes as cartoons.
Yeah.
But that's what they're talking about, them doing this Moana one. I'm like, what the heck? Like, that was like... I mean, I guess it was like 2015-ish.
Yeah.
I guess that's like what? 7 years ago now, or seven or eight years ago. But gee,
really?
It was
Moana.
I think it just seems a little too recent. But I do like I enjoyed the Jungle Book live action one.
Yeah, that was like the first one they did.
Yeah,
and it was like the Jungle Book, which is like
I thought it was actually okay. I felt like they
Jungle Book was like could have used like a reboot. Cause it was like 80 minutes long and weird animation, but
yeah. So I felt like that one sort of deserves.
And they took
exist.
It in like a new direction.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. That's what I like. They
All
sort
these
of
other ones are just creatively bankrupt.
Yeah, that like I just don't like the Aladdin one is the one I think of. It's just it's got. Because I never watched Lion King. I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
But I just knew it's not going to be interested. But I saw someone compare it. They're like, the cartoons, they got sauce. And these live-action ones, they got no sauce.
Yeah.
They got no sauce to them.
Yeah, the original Lion King and Aladdin are like still spectacular movies. Like,
yeah.
It's true.
Why would you...
Oh, and it's that's what I've seen people talking a lot about is the lighting. It's always like, because they're making it so realistic. They're talking about like this Peter Pan Tinkerbell movie or whatever. They're going to make it so Tinkerbell doesn't glow because that's not realistic. It's like
the most arbitrary things too. Like
ridiculous.
Yeah, but
Tinkerbell not glowing. That's like the main point of hers. Her little pixie dust.
Yeah, I mean, are they going to have her not fly because that's not realistic? Or are they going to have her be a normal sized human because that's not realistic? Like, but like the lighting in that one, the lighting in the Little Mermaid, how it's so dark and they're like, it's the bottom of the sea. Of course, it's going to be dark. It's like yes, but like it's kind of like not interesting to look at.
Yeah, no, that's like. Half the point of the original films is, you know, they were like artistic to look at. It was like,
yeah, they're ooh. Fun. Like what Fantasia, but there's no magic because that's unrealistic. It's ridiculous.
So I think the Disney machines. I don't know what they're doing.
Don't watch those movies. Just buy the old DVDs.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Because they keep making them because people go to keep seeing them. So stop
that's
seeing
true.
Them. They'll
yeah.
stop making.
And
them.
They'll start making like they'll keep making good movies. Like they've had some good movies. I mean, Coco was great.
Coco was really good.
Stuff like that. Like why can't they keep like cranking out new good movies like that?
I didn't see Turning Red, but I heard people say it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's not pretty good, I will at least I'll take something original that's kind of mid over something that's a remake of something that was good. Because I'll take an original something mid that's original over something that's I would say over something that's good that's a remake. But yeah, I think you can do a remake right, but I think a lot of times they're phoning it in.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those are some of our thoughts and opinions. I want to transition here to something else that was going on this week. We had, if you've been tracking our Instagram, at WVUAFM on Instagram, is we had German Radio Hour on Friday and Monday. So we had the German... the German language folks in here, German students, to come in and host a little all German radio hour. And one of the songs that I heard, I was very, I really enjoyed it. It's called Yalla Goodbye by Summer Sem. It's, and so I wanted you guys to hear this and get your reaction to it. So I'm going to play this here on the station. We'll come back after this and I'll see what you guys think. Here we go. This is Summer Sem with Yalla Goodbye.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Natu Natu here on 90.7 The Capstone. It's the Wednesday morning show, the Dead Week show. You know, we've just been having some fun.
We have.
It's been so fun.
But all fun must come to
alas,
an end.
Alas, all good things must end. If you love something, let it go, Let it go.
Let it be free.
You can stay up to date and listen back to all our great shows from this year over on voices.ua.edu. It's our podcast network. You can also find it. It's the link in our bio on our Instagram at WVUAFM. You can also look back at all the fun pictures and everything from today and all the other days.
And also, though sadly, we probably will not have our dear leader, Noah. Next year, me and Richard, God willing, and the crick don't rise. She'll run back the Wednesday morning show next year. She'll be on the lookout for that.
It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Indeed. We shall miss Noah, however, deeply. But
our fearless leader, Noah.
Indeed. Our dear leader.
You'll have to train up the next group, though.
We will.
You'll have to bring on a third because, I mean, the... Three's a crowd, and the crowd's what you want on the Wednesday morning show.
That's true.
To close out our time here, what better way to close out a great year than with the greatest song ever made? It should be covered
Weezer has to cover it.
The greatest song ever made, "Free Bird" by Lynyrd Skynyrd. So.
I'll pronounce Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Lynyrd Skynyrd. You know. I think it's time to close it out. Here is Freebird. Have a good morning.
And Roll Tide. So long. Farewell.
Any last words, Richard?
I'll miss the morning show.
I'll miss it so dearly, and I'll miss all of our dear listeners. But Godspeed, everybody.
Godspeed.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.